So, the light that shines in the darkness. We need a bit of that at the moment, don't we? Mind you, we might have had a bit of that. I was watching a fireworks display. Yes, I said watching. On New Year's Day, just after midnight, I was in my garden and I can't see much, but I can see light, and I was enjoying the fireworks that my neighbours had, and it was so close I could see the lights. Apologies to anyone who hates fireworks. But, you know, free firework display. This is partly anticipating the later readings as well about the Epiphany. Oh, and also, Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you. So, we've celebrated Christmas and New Year with festive food and drink, fireworks, and if we were lucky, time with loved ones. And now it's January. So now what? Winter is a difficult time of year for so many of us. It's cold and the dark nights are so long. The days are mostly grey, although we did have some sunshine this morning, which was rather lovely. Even if it's not raining, it's usually grey. There's very little sunshine to cheer things up, and going out is such a faff, what with all the layers you need to wear, and then take off again when you get back in again. Stay out for as long as you can is my advice. Go out once in the day and then come home. Perhaps we should just stay indoors until the weather warms up and things don't seem quite so hard, and hibernate. That can be a very tempting thought at this time of year, especially when it's really cold. The bleak midwinter, indeed. For many of us, Christmas was a great diversion from the winter gloom, celebrating the birth of our Lord, who loves us so much that he became human and lived among us. There were carols, mince pies, and decorations, bringing some joy and sparkle to an otherwise cold, dark time of year. And now, suddenly, that's all over. And we're just left with winter and the next couple of months to get through before the spring comes with beautiful flowers, birdsong, and warmer weather. For some, it may be a great relief that Christmas is over. All the expectation of that magical, sparkly, perfect family Christmas can be too much. Constant Happy Christmas music or films and adverts of that too good to be true scenario might be hard to stomach. If you have been recently bereaved, or you were unable to see loved ones, or perhaps you don't have the perfect family, or for any other reason, Christmas is just a really difficult time of year. If that's you, what a relief not to have to keep that smile plastered on anymore. Everyone's supposed to be miserable in January, aren't they? Thank goodness not to see those perfect family Christmas depictions anymore. The last couple of years have felt rather like a long winter, with the pandemic and the uncertainty, wondering what will happen next. And will this ever end? Winter can feel like that to many of us. Although we rationally know that the days are already gradually getting longer, and the weather will warm up, the sun will shine, and the birds will sing. It can be hard to believe it in your heart. Hard to hold on to signs of hope and life when it can be so difficult to find them. So how can we get through the remaining winter months if we find them difficult? Today's service focuses on the Epiphany as well as Christmas. The Epiphany is the story of the wise men following the star until it led to Jesus. As we say, probably not in Bethlehem. Who knows? It doesn't actually tell us where, it just says the place where the child was. Sounds like some people's directions. I'm sure if God wanted to give me a sign to follow, it would be a very noisy one. Bells ringing or perhaps a heavenly choir, that'd be nice. But the wise men studied the stars, so that's how they were called to visit Jesus and bring him their gifts. Frankincense has a wonderful smell, and at difficult times in my life, I have used it to comfort me and help me feel better, and it worked. Perhaps partly because it reminded me that God is with me and I am never alone. None of us are ever alone, however difficult it is to understand that at times. Although the Christmas celebrations are almost over for another year, they are never really over, because Jesus is always with us. There are signs of God's wonderful creation all around us every day, and we need to pay attention to them, even during the hard times. In fact, especially during the hard times. Beauty, kindness, and love can sustain us through the colder months. If we can cherish kind words or actions, or spend a few moments marveling at the complexity of a robin's song and try to remember that the sun will shine again, perhaps the winter months will be just a little bit easier. Many people talk about gratitude or try to jolly us along through difficult times, which makes me want to throw things. When things are difficult, being told online or in the media that we should be grateful can seem like rubbing salt into the wound to anyone who is struggling. Being thankful is important, but so is lamenting when things are difficult. Only after processing grief or pain can we have room for an abundance of gratitude. And it has to come from within. Telling someone else to be grateful at a difficult time in their life can feel like you don't want to listen to their troubles. It can feel like a slap in the face. Listening and trying to understand what they are going through will show them they are not alone, which can be particularly important if you were the only person they talked to that day or even that week. So I'm not saying the robin's song or a beautiful sunset will suddenly mean it's not winter or the pandemic is over or all your problems will disappear. Sorry about that. I'm not saying that at all. However, don't forget to look for the glimmers of light in the darkness. The neighbours who shop for the person who has to isolate at home. The person who opens the door for you when your hands are full. Someone from church asking about your Christmas and actually wanting to know how it went. Or knowing your friends will pray for you when you need it. People did that for me before Christmas when I had the dentist, and it helped me so much. These and many other things, including walking beside each other at difficult times, are all glimmers of light through these cold, dark, winter, pandemic months. Today, we are focusing on the wise men bringing their gifts, and the offerings they bring are tangible things. Ooh. We've got a tangible thing we can hear now. That's exciting. Well, that's an interesting heckle. I'll start that bit again, shall I? You'll see even more why I smiled when you hear the next bit. Today, we focus on the wise men bringing their gifts, and the offerings they bring are tangible things that can be touched and in the case of myrrh and frankincense, smelt. If there was more than one piece of gold, perhaps you could hear them chinking together. If they'd had mobile phones then, perhaps you could have heard one ringing. Rich, rare gifts indeed. Okay, not the mobile phone, but you know. So, what about us? What gifts should we offer to Jesus and to each other and indeed ourselves? There's a verse, at least one verse, missing from the hymn book of the hymn we just sung. So I'm going to share it with you. This sermon really should come with a health warning. May contain singing.
Enough for him whom cherubim worship night and day, a breast full of milk and a manger full of hay. Enough.
This verse says that the milk and the manger and the animals were enough for Jesus. He didn't need wealth, rich gifts, or royal trappings. Before Christmas, I went to my local cafe, where I'm a regular, and the staff gave me some chocolate and wished me a happy Christmas. I thanked them and apologized that I hadn't brought them a present. They said it didn't matter, that I bring joy and it's always a pleasure to see me there. I was deeply moved by this and so glad that I brought them joy with my random chatter about this and that, often just the weather and my plans. They always ask how I am and actually want to know. They remember next time and ask how things went. A real tonic, especially during lockdowns, when they might have been the only people I chatted to face to face that day. They always check what I want to order, but usually they know already because they remember what I normally have. Beautiful glimmers of care and kindness, making the dark days of lockdown or winter a little bit brighter. At this time of year, the perfect Christmas ads are replaced by adverts for gyms and diets, and I'm sure sooner or later someone on a TV advert will say, "A new year, a new you." And I will have to restrain myself from throwing my TV remote through the closed window and smashing it. Don't worry, I don't actually smash windows with remote controls. I just think about it sometimes. Then the advert finishes and everything's fine. Anyway, why do I or you or anyone else need to be a new me? Because it's a new year. What's so wrong with us as we are? So many adverts play on that feeling that we're not good enough, that we're not enough. But we are, we really are, enough for him. And all those things I mentioned earlier, all those glimmers of light contained within kindness, prayers, smiles, chats, making time for each other and helping each other, which are gifts, they are enough. We are enough. And we can all give him our hearts. Loving and caring for each other is part of that.
I heard the voice of Jesus calling. Here's what he said to me. All that you do to the least of these, that That's what you do to me. Yes, that's what you do to me.
So every time you smile at someone, say something kind, or help them out, you are continuing to give Jesus your heart by loving others, by sharing those glimmers of light. Look towards those glimmers, hold on to them and cherish them. And remember that you are loved and you are never alone. Jesus knows how hard things can be because he was human. And he is always by your side, however often you or I get things wrong, he is always there by our side. He's the friend who never leaves us. How about this for a new and improved advert for this year? Jesus is with you for life, not just for Christmas. Don't try to be a new you. By all means, try new things and improve your life if you want to, but you don't have to be a different person this year. You are already enough. Give Jesus your heart by loving others and hold on to those glimmers of beauty, love and light, and the birds will sing, the flowers will bloom, and the sun will shine again.